Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and wherever you are listening to us.
The keys of life.
The world is a very, very big house. Many people living in many rooms. We must open all the doors up. We must unlock them all today. Throw all the keys away.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
My name is Sheikh Zayed Al Salami.
A few years ago, I started the course of wanting to commentate on a very important book that I believe is something that would be useful for everyone who reads it, and that is the book Mafatih Al Hayat, written by Ayatollah Al-Uzma Al-Sheikh Jawadi Amuli. Something that I have mentioned a few times is when it does come to such a wonderful book like Mafatih Al-Hayat, being inspired by such great ulama like Ayatollah Al-Sheikh Jawadi Amuli, who is one of the outstanding students of Allama Tabatabai Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayh, you really feel how they lived and walked and talked with Islam and with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this, you know, very fast-paced world, we really do need to spend time and invest effort in learning from them, in reading their books, in listening to their lectures, in making sure that we adopt that kind of lifestyle. And in this day and age, you know, with so demanding and everything so fast, we might tend to overlook how important it is for us to pause and remember that these kind of books and these kind of ulama and this kind of information that we really need to turn to, especially when it's all related to what our ma'sumeen alayhim as-salam have said. So in the likes of Mafatih al-Hayat, it's all based on riwayats that Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli has selected in different chapters on different topics that Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam have said. And so we're not only benefiting from the alim himself, we're also, which is even more important, remembering what Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam have offered for us. Who have they said it for? You know, they've given it to us as a legacy, as our heritage. And therefore, you know, it's important for us to, you know, carry on with this legacy and heritage. Alhamdulillah, you know, we've been going at a good pace when it comes to sharing information about this book. And I do wish that my dear brothers and sisters are benefiting. I certainly am benefiting. My family members who listen to me are benefiting. And I think we have an obligation, a shar'i obligation, a moral obligation to share this kind of information with those who are around us. And remember that this isn't me. We're just, you know, mediums. It's not me that's telling my brother and sister to do this or not to do that. But it's Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so that will kind of like give us that empowerment that we need. And, you know, when we do turn to Ahlul Bayt, we do feel empowered. We do feel that sense of dignity and honor. And it does give us a meaningful life. It gives meaning for our hayat. And these are mafatih al-hayat, as it says. When we were talking about making sure that we don't pollute our houses with questionable income, with haram money of any sort, and we always remember that it's not only going to damage our souls, but it's also going to ruin society. Just imagine, and unfortunately we don't need to imagine, we can see it in some countries, unfortunately, corrupt countries, where corruption is at its highest. You can't get anywhere or do anything without having to bribe someone, or without having to have connection on any level, you know. And sometimes we only see the small kind of contributors to this evil on a small scale, but in many cases it's the big sharks that we tend to overlook, you know, and remembering that in no way should we, as genuine believers, as Muslims, as people of a society, it doesn't matter what religion one may be, to never allow any kind of facade or corruption, not to partake in financial corruption, and not to endorse or stay silent towards financial corruption because of the dangers that it has.
Ayatollah Javadi Amali, the author of the book Mafatih al-Hayat, The Keys of Life. This book, Mafatih, ought to be in two volumes. One volume, the present volume, Mafatih al-Janan, is on the level of the lofty rewards for praying, fasting, etc.
یه جلدش کم داره و اینه که فرونت رخکاری اینجا کم ثواب داره دعا هم داره ثواب هم داره.
But the book lacks its second volume, which ought to be on subjects like the lofty rewards for planting a tree.
امام اونطوری که اینو گفته بودم گفته دی اون امامی که گفته اگر روزه بگیری ثواب داره همون امام گفته که اگر درخت بکاری اون ثواب داره.
Imam has mentioned both of these subjects. The very Imam who has stressed out the reward for praying has also highlighted the reward for planting a tree. There are generous amounts of reward for protecting the environment.
There are many lessons
of the book
by those prophets. And
eat, take some in your hand and say these prayers. These are what the very Imam has mentioned. We lack this second volume in Islamic world.
Now, of course, Islam has its own understanding of what impure and illegitimate money is. And so when, for example, the hadith says, وَثَمَنُ الْكَلْبِ مِنَ السُّحْتِ, for example, in the hadith. وَمِنَ السُّحْتِ, some things, and ثَمَنُ الْكَلْبِ, the money of a dog, is سُحْت, which means it's worthless. You don't own that money. You are not eligible for that money. That money should not be spent by yourself or on yourself or on your own other family members. And that's because there are certain cases in our jurisprudence where earning an income via those means is haram. You can't in any way be involved in any kind of transaction of things that are haram to do. When it comes to something like alcohol, when it comes to something like haram food, when it comes to something like haram items. You have a shop and you want to, for example, sell gambling instruments. It's haram. So the money earned from that is also haram. This example of the dog, we know that if a dog is not used as a shepherd dog or as a guard dog or as a guide dog, then it's haram to just have a dog as a pet. So the money of buying it and the money of selling it is also going to be min as-suht. It's also going to be haram. And any other kind of example, you know, you have a certain job in a certain industry and you know that you should be observant of the relations that you have. All of a sudden, you know, you are doing something that you know is haram and you're earning an income by that. Of course, that's also going to be haram. The money is also going to be haram as well, which means it's going to be illegitimate money, it's going to be an impure income. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi tahirin.
Driving past, walking fast, to the field of dreams. Hear the children scream.
That was The Keys of Life by Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, IRIB English Radio.
Every corner represents a different image in my mind. A momentary emotion, space spent in time, in time.